This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Special Intensive Division, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar has achieved 66% voter coverage so far, with the final deadline set for the 25th of this month. As of 6 p.m. yesterday, over 5.22 crore enumeration forms, that is 66.16% of the total 7.89 crore electors in the state, have been collected since the voter list revision drive began on 24th of June. More from our correspondent.
While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Mallya Bakshi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll bodies replied that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. Shagun Chopra, News Desk.
Indian Railways has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited for the installation of machine vision-based inspection system to boost train safety. Machine vision-based inspection system is a modern artificial intelligence and machine learning-based technology solution that captures high-resolution images of the undergear of moving trains and automatically detects any hanging, loose or missing components. On detecting anomalies, the system generates real-time alerts to facilitate prompt response and preventive action. This revolutionary system marks a first for Indian Railways. This technology is expected to significantly enhance the safety of train operations, reduce manual inspection efforts, and help avoid potential accidents and service disruptions. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is on the right path to become a trusted economy, a reliable partner in the global value chain, and a stable anchor in a volatile world. The Vice President was addressing the CII-ITC Sustainability Awards function in New Delhi.
India stands today at a historic inflection. This inflection point we had not seen before. We are the most populous nation on the planet. Bharat is home to 1/6 of humanity. We are the world's largest economy at number 4. And we are the torchbearers of a development paradigm. The global 2030 agenda for sustainable development cannot succeed on the planet without India's participation.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States will impose a 35% tariff on imports from Canada next month and planned to impose blanket tariffs of 15% or 20% on most other trade partners. In a letter released on his social media platform, President Trump told the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney that the new rate will come into effect on 1st of August and will go up if Canada retaliated. In Pakistan's Balochistan province, gunmen killed 9 bus passengers after abducting them from multiple buses on Thursday evening. The bodies with bullet wounds were found overnight in the mountains. While no group has claimed responsibility, Baloch rebels have in the past been involved in such incidents, killing passengers after identifying them as coming from eastern Punjab province. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, on the occasion of World Population Day today, said that Planned Parenthood is essential for achieving healthy outcomes in maternal and child health. World Population Day is observed every year on 11th of July. This year's theme is Healthy Timing and Spacing of Pregnancy for the Health and Well-being of Mother and Child. The Health Minister added that through public health facilities, including Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, the central government is delivering essential family planning services across the nation. In cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.